As of this morning, September 22, the province's regulation requiring proof of vaccination at certain, non-essential locations is in effect. Individuals aged 12 years or older visiting certain indoor spaces at businesses or organizations must show a vaccine receipt to prove they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before entering. People are considered fully vaccinated 14 days after receiving the second dose of the vaccine. Proof of vaccination will not be required for medical care, buying food from grocery stores or accessing basic medical supplies. Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore has said the proof of vaccination requirement is a temporary measure. Here's what you need to know about the vaccine passport. Where you'll need proof of vaccination. The places people will have to provide proof of vaccination are indoor areas of concert venues, theaters and cinemas, dining areas of restaurants and other food or drink establishments. But not for patios, delivery and takeout. Indoor and outdoor areas of food or drink establishments with dance facilities, excluding takeout and delivery, gyms and facilities for sports, recreation activities, including at the town-operated arenas and pool, commercial film and TV productions with studio audiences, water parks, sporting events, casinos, bingo halls and other gaming establishments, horse racing tracks, car racing and other similar venues, meeting and event spaces such as banquet halls and convention centers, strip clubs, bathhouses and sex clubs. Spectators and adults aged 12 or older entering the Collingwood recreational facilities will have to show a record of their immunization against COVID-19 before being admitted to the facility. In Collingwood, that will include Centennial Aquatic Center, the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena, and Central Park Arena. Some sports organizations may have their own vaccination policies that could differ from the Ontario regulations in place. Members are encouraged to check with their organizations for vaccination requirements. Exemptions: there are circumstances when individuals are not required by the provincial regulation to show proof of vaccination for admission to those indoor spaces. Other public health measures such as masking and physical distancing will still be required. The exemptions are: children under 12 who are not eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, youth under 18 years old who are actively participating in indoor organized sport, training, practices, games, and competitions, workers, contractors, delivery persons, students, volunteers, inspectors or anyone entering the business for work purposes and not as patrons. Someone entering an indoor area to use a washroom, pay for an order, access an outdoor area that can only be accessed through an indoor route to place or pick up an order, including placing a bet or picking up winnings at a racing track, buy admission, make a retail purchase if it's necessary for the purposes of health and safety, people attending a wedding or funeral service, rite or ceremony and not attending the reception in a meeting or event space. From September 22 to October 12, people attending wedding or funeral receptions at meeting or event spaces will be allowed to provide a negative rapid antigen COVID-19 test. The test must be from no more than 48 hours before the event. People with a written document from a nurse practitioner or doctor, MD, giving a medical reason for being exempt from being fully vaccinated. ID must be provided with this. How to provide proof to access the affected spaces: you'll need your COVID-19 vaccination receipt and ID to confirm name and date of birth. You can use either the printed or emailed receipt given to you after getting your second dose, or access it online to print or save to your mobile device. The online option works for people with a photo health card. People with a red and white health card can call the provincial vaccine booking line at 1-833-943-3900 for a receipt. Contact your local health unit if you don't have a health card or if you received one or both doses out of province. Acceptable ID documents are a birth certificate, citizenship card, driver's license, government-issued identification card, including a health card, status card or Indigenous membership card, passport, permanent resident card. On October 22, the government expects to roll out the Enhanced Digital Vaccination Certificate, QR code. Enforcement: businesses and organizations are responsible for making sure people meet the vaccination requirements. The province has provided a guidance document online here. Patrons are required to ensure all information provided to a business or organization to demonstrate proof of vaccination and identification is complete and accurate. Similar to other COVID-19 public health measures, these new requirements can be enforced by all provincial offense officers. These include bylaw officers, public health inspectors and regulatory officers from ministries and agencies. People and businesses who don't comply with the new rules can be charged under the Reopening Ontario Act. How to get vaccinated? COVID-19 vaccines are open to anyone who is turning 12 this year and older. For information about vaccine availability near you, visit the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit website here.